Justice Kennedy has been the key vote in many decisions, but perhaps none have been as divisive and as politically important to both liberals and conservatives as his position on abortion.
Justice Kennedy has been a legal bulwark protecting women's right to an abortion since he got on the court, and that was surprising.
Emily Bazelon is a staff writer for the New York Times Magazine. Could a new justice give the court the votes it needs to overturn Roe v. Wade?
The smart play for the conservatives on the court is not to gut Roe versus Wade in one fell swoop, though they certainly could. There are already states that are passing bans that ban abortion at 6 weeks. That's effectively banning it entirely. And the court could take one of those cases and say, yes, this ban is constitutional. And then that would be a kind of immediate end to Roe versus Wade. In my scenario, Roe doesn't technically get overturned, but instead, the court opens the door to states passing laws that make it harder and harder for clinics to stay open, and that has almost equal effect.
Well, aren't we already somewhat at that place where, depending on where you live in this country right now, your access to abortion services is different?
Yes, that is true. However, every state has at least one clinic open. There is a blue city or a blue-ish city in every state with an abortion clinic.
So what you're saying is we could be looking at a point where even those blue cities would no longer have a clinic open.
Absolutely. When you think of the map of the United States and the large areas of territory that are deep red in terms of our politics, you could imagine thousands of miles of the United States without an abortion clinic.
And so the societal impact is we're literally two Americas when it comes to the issue of abortion, which will still be considered a constitutional right?
Well, you could have a constitutional right that is completely empty, right? For example, if you allowed a state to make it so hard and prohibitively expensive to open an abortion clinic because of the number of regulations, all the hoops they have to jump from, you would close all the abortion clinics in states that wanted to enact those kinds of regulations. And then, yes, we would have two Americas, because at least until the conservative majority outlaws abortion entirely and allows doctors and women to be prosecuted for abortion, right? That's another step. In the middle is a situation in which blue states that want to preserve the right to abortions do so, and red states that don't have clinics. And then it will be interesting to see what the purple states, where they land in all of this.
And that the Supreme Court's role in that is to say, look, it's not up to us, it's up to your state.
That's right. And that's what we had before Roe versus Wade, a world of wildly inconsistent access.
So that what we could be looking at is a world that was like 40 years ago, where there's inconsistent law, but there is still Roe v. Wade.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, it could also be that I'm wrong and all of these incremental strategies I'm talking about are not of that much interest to Chief Justice Roberts, and they just like take the big swing and say that Roe versus Wade was a terrible mistake. But that would just be a much more politically energizing move for them to make. And I just wonder if Roberts really wants to go there.